Hi, you're with Julian and a review of Dune 2, the most overrated film of the year so far, which would mean a lot of people turn off from me saying that. But Dune Bros have become the most antagonizing force online. I've seen people trying to compare Dune 1 and 2 to Godfather 1 and 2, Dune 2 to Lawrence of Arabia, the franchise as a whole to Peter Jackson's original Lord of the Rings. This is bullshit. It's absolute garbage and it's embarrassing. And even if you say that Dune 2 is a 8 out of 10, people are going to come at you saying that it's... How dare you? Dune 1 was my worst film of the year on release back in whatever year it came out. As was Tenet by Christopher Nolan. And my reasoning for my worst films of the year is when I've got a director that I have previously lauded and has done everything right through their whole career to deliver such a pile of crap as Dune 1 after doing exactly the same thing, which was rebooting a previously made 1980s sci-fi film with Blade Runner 2049, which is a masterpiece, which is fantastic. Now, the Dune Bros will tell you you don't understand it, you don't do. I have worshipped Denis Villeneuve's films. Villeneuve. I have given reviews to nearly all of his incendies on films. All of them have been incredibly positive. I did think Arrival was overrated as a film. I thought the main theme of Arrival, of her being able to see the future of where her daughter had gone through this horrible illness and died, and was really powerful, but a lot of the sci-fi and the geopolitics was pretty bad. Prisoners, I adored. I thought Enemy was fantastic. Sicario was in my top five films of the whole decade. So for them to come and say that you don't get it, or that you have some axe to grind here, I gave Tenet my worst film of the year. I gave Christopher Nolan's next film my number one film of the year with Oppenheimer. I always review things correctly. If you don't agree, fine. But I don't have any agenda. I have criticized Zack Snyder relentlessly. I said the Snyder Cut of Justice League was magnificent. I've criticized Edgar Wright, World's End, Baby Driver, absolute dog shit films, terrible films. Last Night in Soho was my second film of the year when it came out. Denis Villeneuve, the last film he did, Blade Runner, before the Dune films, was Blade Runner 2049, which is a flat-out masterpiece. He actually managed to reinvent a totem pole of science fiction from the 80s and do it full justice whilst not relying on the past and add to that whole world. It's an amazing film. Everything that was great about Blade Runner 2049 was terrible about Dune. So how do I feel about Dune 2, the most painfully over-reviewed film by online commenters so far in the modern era, probably since Midsommar. Midsommar was a very bad film. It was awful. After Hereditary, it was dire, and it's got this weird cult fan base online. And then I saw Beau is Afraid, and that was my second best film of last year. I only review it as I see it. Beau is Afraid, a wildly difficult film, doesn't always work, but its high points, the same as I rated Cloud Atlas so highly in my top five films of this last decade. If the ambition is there, I often will reward it. And honestly, Dune 1 was so torpid and tepid and mid-strength all the way through. I thought Timothy Chalamet's casting in the lead was up there with Orlando Bloom in Kingdom of Heaven. he just did not have any weight, and the film was dreary, had virtually no story. I didn't like the production design, which tended to be like angular spaceships slowly descending. I didn't rate the cinematography at all. I thought Hans Zimmer's score was one of the worst in his entire career. It was relentlessly bombastic and overwhelmed every scene it was in. I don't care that the film won awards for those technical categories, awards that Blade Runner should have won. I'm not going to sit here and say that I think Forrest Gump or The Green Book is a great film because it won awards. I'm going to say they're terrible films because I watched them. So I think the awards that went to Dune should have gone to Blade Runner. Are you really going to choose Timothy Chalamet over Ryan Gosling? Because that's virtually indicative of the entire film. So I have reviewed all of Denis Villeneuve's films, Incendies On, and given them virtually all exceptional reviews, apart from Dune 1, which I said was the worst film of the year, and I stand by that. So this time around, everyone's going on about how this is Lawrence of Arabia great. It is certainly not. It's embarrassing for people to say that. It does make some decent progressions from the first film. I like the production film, the design in this film, and the cinematography much more than the first film, which I thought was very rote and very ordinary. The production design and the spaceship design in the first film was crap. Here, I thought everything was improved on that score. I thought the cinematography of the Dune 1 felt like watching one of those 1980s Cadbury's milk chocolate commercials with the desert. Or there's this thing you can see online where someone takes the piss out of Ridley Scott doing Arabic films, where they've got the same sand dune and the music, and it was just like that. It was so embarrassingly crap. Here I found the production design to be continually better, even though this film overall, including the production design, is a lot closer in quality to The Chronicles of Riddick than anyone that likes Dune 2 will be prepared to admit. And that is an underrated film, and including production design, but it is a lot better on that score. Like the stuff like the spaceship at the end that's sort of like this orb that's almost like glass is fantastic, and I never thought that about anything in the first film. And the colour schemes are often very, very good as well. So I thought that was good. That side of it was good. Hans Zimmer's score in the first film was terrible. I don't give a shit if it won an Oscar. It was rubbish. Hans Zimmer seems to make scores that are exactly as good as the films they're in. That was the most relentlessly distracting and bombastic score he's ever made. This time around, it feels like the Icelandic guy, Johan Johansson, I think, who did the score for Sicario. The music sounds more in tune with Sicario. It's a lot more in the background. There are a lot better builds and use of percussion. And it's not just this overwhelming orchestral onslaught. Very good. I thought the score was much better this time. I thought the main track of the Atreides side of things, where they're the rebels in the desert, was still really poor. I thought over the first two-thirds of this film, Timothy Chalamet was still very poor, and so was Zendaya as well, as his love interest. I found their whole relationship and to be very cheesy and extremely embarrassing at times, and the whole notion of him being this Orlando Blooming Kingdom of Heaven person that's way out of their depth, being worshipped as a god by everyone, to be quite cringe-inducing and embarrassing. And even Javier Bardem, I thought his performance was really bad. Made me cringe a lot throughout the first hour and a half of this movie. I thought their whole world was ill-defined. I felt like they also missed an opportunity to make the film for people that hadn't seen the first one, as I don't think they made any. I think that if you watch Return of the King, you get, like the Lord of the Rings film Return of the King, you get a very strong indication of what all of the motives and the storylines of the characters were within the first half an hour. They don't care in this film at all. It's just like, if you didn't understand the poorly defined dynamics of all of the families in the first film, screw you. And I thought that was a very poor thing. I've not been convinced by Zendaya in any film I've seen, to be honest. And Shyamalan as well, I haven't been convinced by. And I felt again over the entire movie that the best one from the first film, Rebecca Ferguson, is underused as well. Javier Bardem's character made me embarrassed for him, to be honest. And Josh Brolin just does nothing when he comes in. The other two main families in this film are much better defined. So even though this film is often really bad, the other two families are better, much better defined. I thought the Harkonnen family was the best by miles. I thought the Austin Butler Harkonnen character and Dave Bautista and who was the Skarsgård, Stellan Skarsgård, I thought they really defined those people well. And I thought that visually they defined them well, but also the family dynamic and who they were in the film was a lot better structured than just these randoms wandering the desert with no real idea of what they were doing. I really liked the Harkonnens. And then there was the Christopher Walken and Florence Pugh. Their side of the family arc, their particular world, I thought that was better defined. Not as good as the Harkonnens, but I thought that was much better defined. I was ready to give this a negative review, but I must admit the final half an hour in this very long film, again, relentlessly overlong, given how little happens in the first half, hour and a half. And the sandworms are like the most iconic element of this whole story, and you want to see them visually, but they're very badly rendered and they don't play enough of a role. And even when you're seeing them on screen, you may as well just be watching a wind tunnel full of sand. It just doesn't relate, it doesn't translate at all. The last half an hour is superb. It really does pick up, and Timothy Chalamet goes from being this really terrible boy actor who's crap throughout the film into someone that actually has a lot more substance and gravity towards them, and it gets darker. It reminded me instantly of the Spider-Verse film last year, where it seemed to go for most of the movie without very little happening, and then suddenly there was this raft of storyline at the end. But I didn't rate that film at all. I thought this one actually had a fantastic end. It reminded me an awful lot, and I know that Frank Herbert, like I said it when I reviewed the first film, Frank Herbert is a victim of the fact that he's been ripped off so much that the storylines and the characters and the whole Empire in Space thing feels old hat, because he wrote them and everyone copied him. So he can't avoid that. But Revenge of the Sith, it reminded me of the Hayden Christensen role, where he's quite crap for a long time. But then when he starts murdering all the younglings and it all gets very dark, that's kind of like where this film goes in the final half hour. And it's by far the best part of the film, and some of the stuff like the nuclear attack and everything is visually a lot more interesting than anything that happens in the first film. So overall, this is undoubtedly the most overrated film in the last couple of years. It's not terrible, but I expected it to be a massive step up from June 1, which was pretty bad. And it isn't. And for at least an hour and a half of the runtime, it is boring, poorly acted, not well defined. At least the production design visually and the sound design is a lot better. And then it comes together for this very strong finale where everything sort of snaps into a much more invigorating focus, with the Timothy Chalamet character actually not being as embarrassing as Orlando Bloom in Kingdom of Heaven when he starts giving his speeches towards the end of that film and you're cringing. But you'd think he would be watching him and Zendaya through the first hour of this film, which is just mind-blowingly, shin-snappingly, cringe-inducingly Twilight in Space crap. But he actually steps up at the end. First time I've seen him act really well. And I did love Call Me By Your Name. It was like, I gave it a 9.5 out of 10, but I wouldn't have rated him as the best actor in it, or the one of the best three actors in it, to be honest. But he is a lot better in those parts, and the Harkonnen family and the Walken family all being together adds massively to it. And the very undefined aspects of Timothy Chalamet's character growing, which the film doesn't do justice to at all, about the, you know, the prescience he now has. It's just they obviously didn't bother with a lot, and they've got so much time that they waste in this film that they could have explained a lot more. But it is a step up, but an awful lot of it is very poor and very bad acting and very bad dialogue and very bad storytelling. That is enlivened by a very strong final half an hour. So I'm going to give Dune 2 a 6 out of 10.